News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Little off our usual kilter there, but that's because I wanted to finish that segment, but still leave some time, too, for one of my favorite segments of every single week. And that is the fact that Copper's great at running the board, but Copper's got a mind of her own. And she's got thoughts, opinions, and ideas and a great way of putting them into words. And so I enjoy the fact that every week we do Copper's Corner. So we're going to do that right now. Ms. Copper, the microphone is yours.
Copper's Corner, a safe space for hard truths.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday this time. So over the past few years, I've noticed that it seems like Thanksgiving has become more and more non-existent. The Christmas decorations start appearing in the stores even before Halloween. And as soon as the witch hats and Captain America shields disappear from the shelves, all anyone will talk about is Christmas. Now, think about that for a second. Halfway through October to halfway through January. That's 3 entire months of Christmas celebrations. That's a quarter of the year. Do Americans really need an entire quarter of every single year dedicated to frivolity? Now, this year has seemed even worse than the past few years. I've hardly seen a single pumpkin or fall wreath across all of North Alabama. And it started to aggravate me so much that I've been looking around, sneaking around the grocery stores, trying to find at least something that acknowledges that there's a major holiday between Halloween and Christmas. But then I started questioning myself. It's not as though the presence of tacky turkey plushies would mean that Americans actually have any intention of expressing thankfulness this year. So perhaps what really bothers me is that our society seems to be about to formally acknowledge that we no longer have any use for a holiday of thanks. We've been pretending that we still care, but soon we'll just shuffle Thanksgiving off to the retirement home and happily ignore it. I've seen plenty of articles about Black Friday deals and ones that are complaining about hiked prices at the grocery store. It'll be hard to get your turkey this year for a good price. But hardly any stories that are expressing thanks for the good things in our lives. Now, I know there's always a ubiquitous story, somebody griping about consumerism and telling everybody to be more thankful, give more to charities, rather than trampling your neighbor to get a new fridge to store that extra pie. So I don't want to just be the next person in a long line of griping, because then, ironically, I wouldn't be giving thanks either. I would still just be focusing on the negative. So instead, let me share my thanks and hope, and I hope that telling these stories of joy will inspire you to do the same. So my family has a lot of traditions around Thanksgiving, more than some other holidays. We'd crowd around the dinner table, all 9 of us, wrapped in blankets with pillows spilling over the chairs, and we'd make paper praise chains together. The older kids would cut the colored construction paper into strips and help the little ones write on each one, something that they're thankful for. And the older I got, the more grateful I was for my littlest siblings, who maintained a childlike delight in the world around them. Once they started to run out of ideas for what to write, their eyes would start wandering around the room, and they'd come up with the silliest things. I'm thankful for lamps. Then they'd catch a glimpse of a craft butterfly stuck to the window pane. For butterflies and flowers. We laugh, but aren't these things worth celebrating? What a marvel is modern electricity. And how much greater are God's own creatures. Once we collected a stack of paper that had been scribbled on, we'd staple them together in links and then string them around the living room till the whole room was decorated with unevenly taped strands of color. We never took them down after Thanksgiving. Why remove the signs of our thanks? In the evening, we'd travel to my grandparents' house, making sure to stop along the way to pick up massive bags of peanut butter M&Ms. We'd set 2 bowls on my grandmother's kitchen counter, one filled with candy, the other empty. We could take an M&M, but we'd have to say something that we thanked God for. Then we could either eat it or place it in the empty bowl, which everyone could partake from. Now, don't ask me why it had to be peanut butter M&Ms, but that's extremely important, and don't try this at home without peanut butter M&Ms, because that's sacrilege. Now, this year, what will I write on my praise chains and bless my holy M&Ms with? I'm thankful for my apartment. that I've lived in Huntsville for 3 years now and have made some wonderful new friends. I'm thankful that I've gotten to meet a lot of our listeners, which helps me get through the nitty-gritty of every day. I'm thankful for my loving church, for my car, which I nearly lost in an accident last year. Praise God for my good health, which is hard to come by these days, for my sweet puppy, and an endless supply of juicy books. And I could go on and on, praise the Lord. I also reached out on the Huntsville subreddit, r/Huntsville, to see what the rest of North Alabama is thankful for this year. And again, I enjoyed seeing some surprising, seemingly simple answers. One person said they were thankful for air conditioning, which they hadn't had in Seattle before moving here. Amen to that. Another said that she'd been doing a lot of hiking over the past few months and was thankful for the Land Trust of North Alabama and all the beautiful places they've preserved to make accessible to the public. A third said they were thankful for podcasts. I didn't expect that, but how could I forget? Our own podcast seems to be a blessing to many others. I'm so glad that I live in a prosperous and peaceful city who doesn't forget to give thanks for our growth and the wonderful new things coming to us. But we don't need a holiday to remember this, do we? A little while ago, I tried to form a habit called gratitude journaling, a trend popular among my generation, where you write down everything you're thankful for in a single day. It could be the littlest of things. And when I tried it, I noticed that my mood would noticeably improve, even if I had been in a terrible mood before. I'd think, wow, a lot more good things happened today than I remembered. It wasn't a bad day after all. Now, I always hear the voice of a dear friend who's a counselor in my head, and she'll say, Will, deliberately focusing on the good can reorient your brain. We're wired to remember the negative more as a survival instinct, but dwelling on the good actually rewires your brain to produce more happy chemicals, and then you remember the good more easily. Now, these are great reasons to give thanks, to encourage others, to improve your own mood, to enjoy the good things in your life more. Yet, I am self-aware that these are all reasons which make us gain something from Thanksgiving. Now, do I really like Thanksgiving as a holiday? Maybe not because of the inherent good of giving thanks, but because I actually gain something from it? So in the end, is my attitude actually different from those who want to skip over Thanksgiving because of their positive memories and the good feelings they gain from giving and receiving gifts at Christmas? My father challenged me once, and I've never forgotten it. He said, when giving thanks, say, I thank God for X, or I thank you for X, rather than just, I'm thankful for. He said, is it just a fuzzy feeling for yourself? What would be the point of that? Rather, orient your heart, orient your thoughts toward others and toward God to gain some real meaning, some real goodness, truth, and beauty in the process of giving thanks. I've never forgotten that, and that's what I try to practice each year and throughout the year as well. And I hope that you all find some joy and find someone to thank this year for the good things in your life. And that's Copper's Corner.
It was awesome. That was awesome. Awesome Copper's Corner. So, by the way, I'm thankful for you. Glad that glad that you're also a thankful person. So that's yes. That's a double good. Hey, a couple of takeaways. First of all, don't be dissing on Captain America shields. Don't
no. Oh, I love Halloween. You saw those pictures of me running around as whatever I was.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Face paint and everything.
My grandson was Captain America. Mm-hmm. He, in fact, I think he believes that he truly is Captain America now because he had the whole costume with the shield. But peanut butter M&Ms. Mm-hmm. So that was your grandmother's tradition?
That was ours. We would just bring them along. And I don't know why, but it has to be peanut butter M&Ms.
When you say peanut, are you talking about like Reese's Pieces, or are you talking about like peanut M&Ms?
No, peanut butter. So yeah, I guess like Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. So you put them in a bowl, and if you want one, you got to say what you're thankful for, mm-hmm. and also put one in the other bowl.
Yes.
And that anybody can grab one out of the other bowl.
That's right, because if you've blessed the holy M&M, that means everybody can enjoy the fruits of your thankfulness.
So it's not just holy water. There's holy M&Ms,
right.
too.
Sprinkle the M&Ms.
Right. Okay. Very cool. So are there any particular foods on the table? Does your family have any particular foods that are always there when y'all gather for Thanksgiving?
all the classics, but then my mom makes a mean frozen peanut butter pie. Again, with the peanut butter, I don't know, but that has to be there in addition to the pumpkin pie and the apple pie.
Yeah, we've got, I mean, I don't know, I don't even know where to begin, but we usually have, you know, turkey. A lot of times we have ham. This past weekend, and it was an anomaly, but we got together with big part of my family in the Huntsville, and one of my brothers fixed a brisket, which was like he smoked it for like 8 hours, which was unbelievable. And I'm thinking it's a new Thanksgiving tradition for me. I'm good with that.
Oh, another one is artichoke dip. Like
artichoke
weird,
dip.
Like hot cream cheese, crumbles on top, artichoke. Mm, addicted.
I'm not sure if you didn't just lose me on the artichoke dip. Next thing you're going to bring in Brussels sprouts and asparagus, and I just don't know that I can go down those roads.
No, don't worry.
There are certain things left over from my childhood that I've never recovered from, one of which is that I think asparagus is of the devil. I just don't think that could ever be part of Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Yeah, for me, it's broccoli. They're an alien invasion.
Well, I was broccoli as a kid, but somewhere along the line, I realized you can put butter on it, and I got better.
Oh.
All right. Good stuff, Copper. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And thank you, as always. Make sure that one downloads for the podcast.
All right.
And we'll have that one up for everybody who wants to hear it again tomorrow. And who knows, folks? Maybe some of you out there are going to start having peanut butter M&M bowls of thankfulness at your family gatherings. All right, listen, we're about to head towards a break again. When we come back from this, I'm in number two on the triple dipper at that point. All right, so we've talked about the politics of race and gender. Right now, I'm going to go to bringing back the broken windows. What would it mean to have policing that actually took care of the details? Remember the small things. Things like a broken window. And you jump on it, and you make sure that people understand that the little crimes are not going to be leading to big crimes. And that's just good policing. That's called law and order and, oh, by the way, quality of life. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.